A cold front passed through much of our area late yesterday afternoon into last night. That's the front that triggered thunderstorms yesterday, and some of those storms were locally severe. We had a handful of reports of wind damage as those storms came through the region. Today, that front has stalled to our south, and it's basically near New York City this afternoon. So the front hasn't made tremendous progress to the south, and as a result, we're still dealing with moderate levels of humidity across much of our area, so the air has not turned dramatically less humid, though it is slightly less humid than it was yesterday afternoon. Though closer to that front, especially through the Catskills and the mid and lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut, we're still seeing dew point temperatures up around 70 degrees through the afternoon. So the humidity is still a pretty big player, and that front will continue to be a player for us as well. We might see a shower or storm, especially south of Albany near that front through the late day and evening hours. Elsewhere, we'll have partly cloudy to mainly clear skies through the first part of the night. Then that front will lift to the north as a warm front later tonight, so clouds will increase as the night moves along, and there is the chance of a shower or storm. Again, areas to the south of Albany have the chance to see a shower or storm late this afternoon into this evening. Elsewhere, farther north, those shower chances will increase after midnight with potential for a shower or storm and some areas of fog as well. It'll be a mild and muggy night across the region. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have that warm front lifting through, so a shower is possible the first part of the day. Then as a cold front gets closer tomorrow afternoon, there's another shot at seeing some showers and storms. So while we're not expecting the entire day to be rainy tomorrow, there are a couple of opportunities for some scattered passing showers. It will be a mild and muggy day as we move through the first half of the weekend. Then on Sunday, that front will push off to the east, the cold front, and this one will actually sweep the mugginess away. So morning clouds with maybe a shower on Sunday will give way to increasing sunshine with lower humidity and a gusty breeze on Sunday afternoon. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm after midnight, areas of fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, chance of a shower or storm after midnight, areas of fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, muggy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or storm, mild and muggy with areas of fog, low around 70. And tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, warm and humid, chance of a shower or storm, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds, chance of a shower or storm after midnight, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, warm and humid, chance of a shower or storm, with highs in the lower 80s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers early, then mostly sunny, breezy, and less humid, with highs in the 70s, and on Monday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.